Page 17. 3. Listening. My interpretation is... B. Listen to one person's interpretation of the poem. How does the person answer these questions?
I guess I must have read thousands of poems, and the ones I like best are short ones, where the poet uses just a few words and it suggests a whole situation or a feeling and a mood, just like this one does. You can see the whole picture before you. Yeah, it's a lovely poem. I have to say I really like Amy Lowell's poetry, and this one is one of my favorites. I do think it's so beautiful and, well, moving. I really do. She's obviously talking about a person she loves very much, and what I love is just the way she describes that person's voice, like bells ringing in the early morning. You can picture it, one of those beautiful early mornings when the sky is silvery gray, with maybe a hint of red and orange, the sun just rising, and the rooftops and bells ringing. And she talks about the sky changing to a lighter color, the darkness going away, and a bird flying across the sky. I'm sure the poet is feeling like that feeling of waking up and starting a wonderful new day. That's how she feels when she hears the person's voice. It's like when you're in love with someone, and you just want that person to call to hear their voice. I know I do, anyway. So, yeah, she's telling the person she loves, her beloved, to speak, say a few words so that she can hear them, as she puts it, her ears can catch the words and send them to her heart. I mean, how great to be able to write like that. I'd never be able to. But yeah, the poem makes me feel so calm and so encouraged.